请我们大家一起低头默祷。
提早报和平三
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会，我们一起唱诗282首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's service. Let's all sing him 282.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让小弟离开这里一个月能够平安回来。
I thank God's grace that I'm able to return after 1 month of absence.
感谢神，今天晚上我们又再一次的一起在这里聚集，我们一起来学习道理，一起来敬拜神。
And I thank God that everyone can gather tonight to study the words of God.
我们一起来感谢祷告，求主耶稣施恩祝福带领我们的聚会。
And we want to kneel down all together to ask God to guide our service tonight.
同心祷告。
So praying one accord.
到南美洲有差不多超过一个月的时间。
I went to South America for about a month.
那一个很大的感想就是，我们在这里这个生活，无论是生活，无论是信仰，我们是很幸福。
And one of my biggest thoughts is that we're really fortunate to be here. Doesn't really matter if it's material life or spiritual life.
那至于细节呢？我们讲到通常有录音哈，所以不便讲。结论就是我们在这里很幸福。
And I will not go into details, but the conclusion is that we're really fortunate here.
每一项圣工的本身呢，就是一个属灵的征战。
And every holy work is a spiritual battle.
但是只要是神要成就的事情，他也一定能够完成。
But whatever God wants to accomplish, He will accomplish it.
那对参与圣工的每一个人，个人来每一个个人来讲其实在这个过程里头呢，也是一种征战。
And for the individuals who participate in the holy work, it is a war for them.
并不是那一件事情本身。
It may not be that about the holy work itself.
而是个人。在这个过程里头，那种态度跟做法是一种征战。
However, the individual's attitude and their method of doing things, it may be a battle.
不是那一件事情本身来决定这个个人他信仰的成功或者失败。
It is not the nature of the holy work that determines the success or failure of that person's spirituality.
那所以一个工作成功完成了，常常不等于这一个做的人他的信仰是成功的。
And even when the holy work is finished, does it mean that the person's faith, a holy worker's faith, is complete?
因为神所要完成的事情，他一定会完成。
Because God will finish whatever He will accomplish.
那所以我们每一个参与圣工的人，我们的态度。我们这个做事的方法，其实是决定我们信仰的成功或者失败。
And as holy workers, our attitudes and our methods of doing things will determine the success or failure of our own faith.
尤其是在工作完成了之后，我们的态度、我们的行为，更是决定。我们是成功还是失败
especially after the work is done, our attitude will determine if everything's truly finished.
好，我们请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章第一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two.Before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go.
这里谈到主耶稣差派门徒两个两个出去做工。
And here the Lord personally sent out a pairs of holy workers out to do the work.
十七节。
And let's look at verse 17. Verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
啊，这他们的工作是非常的非常的成功。
Their work was really successful.
啊，因为他们带给人恩典。
Because they brought grace to the people.
啊，他们带给人美好的信息。
They brought the gospel, the good news to the people.
啊，甚至他们欢喜的报告主耶稣说，因你的名，鬼也服了我们。
So, in the end, they reported Jesus. Even demons are subject in your to us in your name.
再看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20. Verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
啊，那从这一节我们可以看到说，啊，工作是完成了，但不等于说做的人名字一定会在生命册上。
However, from verse 20, we know that even though the task is done, it doesn't mean the people who did it, their names will be in the book of life.
我们常常看到这个圣工的差派，常常是以两个人，至少两个人一组这样为原则。
Our principle is, whenever we have holy work, at least two people will work on it as a team.
因为圣经里头也很注重这种团队的精神。
And the Bible, the spirit in the Bible is also promotes teamwork.
啊，但是也我们也常常看到会有单独一个人啊，去做一些啊一些工作。
But sometimes we may see that the holy workers go solo.
那这些个人被差派去从事工作的呢，我们也可以看到一些共同的点。
And there are some common themes of these workers who went solo.
第一个，通常都会有很清楚来指示那个目标啊，或者工作的目的。
And the one thing is the revelation of the goal is really clear.
我们请看《列王记上》十三章。
Let's look at First King chapter 13.
列王记上十三章第一节。
First Kings chapter 13 verse 1. 13 verse 1. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense.
啊，这里神给一个神人啊，神的仆人一个很清楚、很明确的一个工作的指示。
Here, God clearly told the man of God what to do.
啊，地点伯特利。
And he told him to go to Bethel.
啊，那对象啊，就是当时的王，这个耶罗波安王。
And the audience was supposed to be King Jeroboam.
啊，那去那边给这个国王传警告。
And his task was to preach warning to this king.
啊，那耶拿书里头的耶拿先知也是单独一个人被差派去尼尼微城。
And Prophet Jonah was also sent alone to the city of Nineveh.
那个目的也非常的清楚，去传警告。
And his task was also very clear, which was to preach the warning.
在40天，神要毁灭这个尼尼微城。
In 40 days, God would destroy the city of Nineveh.
好，我们请也看创世纪二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章第四节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 4. Verse 4. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac.
这个是亚伯拉罕对他的仆人的指示。
And this is the instruction from Abraham to his servant.
目的也是非常的清楚，要为亚伯拉罕的儿子以扫娶一个妻子。
And the goal was really clear. It was to take a wife for Abraham's son Isaac.
如果以今天来讲啊，这个就是婚姻介绍的工作啊，这个也是教会里头的这个圣工之一。
And this in today's term may be the marriage counseling, and this is one of the holy work in our church.
啊，那这一个仆人呢，他是负责亚伯拉罕请他负责这一件事情。
So Abraham asked this old servant to be responsible for this task.
啊，看起来他也是单独一个人被差派去做这件事情。
And it seems that he went alone.
啊，所以第一个他们的共同点啊，就是目标目的都有很清楚的指示。
So whenever the holy worker go solo, their goal and their place where they have to go. It's really clear.
再来，这些工作当中都有神的同在。
And all these work, God is with them.
再来，这些工作当中都会看到神的带领。
And all these work, you can see God's guidance.
再来，在这些过程当中都有神的帮助。
And God's assistance.
请看列王记上十三章。
So let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 13. Second Kings chapter 13.
第二节。
Verse 2. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 2. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, Behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and unto you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and man's bones shall be burned on you.
这个神人到王面前呢，不是说好话啊，是去传警告。
The man of God went to the king, not saying good words, but to preach warning.
好，那我们可以想象得到国王的反应会是怎样。
And we can imagine what the reaction of the king would be.
第三节。
Verse 3. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out.
第四节。
Verse 4. So it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, Arrest him. And then his hand, which he stretched out towards him, withered, so that he could not pull it back to himself.
第五节。
Verse 5. The altar was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord.
所以果然不错，这个国王就非常的愤怒。
And of course, the king became really angry.
因为他不是来讲好听的话，他是来传警告。
Because the man of God did not speak good words.
所以这个国王生气，马上有一个动作。
So his immediate action after he was angry.
一边说抓住他，一边把手就很自然的就指向这个神人。
So his hand naturally stretched out and pointed to the man of God and told people to arrest him.
那神既然要这个神人做这件不容易的工作，所以神跟这个人同在。
Because God wanted this person to accomplish an almost impossible task, so God was personally with this holy worker.
所以照他所说的话，有一个征兆，就是那个坛会破裂。
And according to his word, the sign, which is the altar, will split in two.
不但这样子，那个国王伸出去的手就枯干了。
And not only that, the king's hand withered.
这个很明显的，神跟这一个人同在。
It is really clear that God was with this worker.
来证实这一个人他所传讲的话。
To give authority to this person's words.
第六节。
Number six.Then the king answered and said to the man of God, Please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me.
这个手枯干的也是一刹那之间的事情。
And the hand withered was, it happened really fast.
那如果以我们来讲，这个王他不是真正的敬畏神，所以他不是一个好王。
And from our knowledge, we know that this king was not a good king.
但是也很奇特的就是，这个邪恶的人啊，他竟然也会要求说为我祷告。
But here we can see that even an evil person will ask the man of God to pray for him.
他相信呢，神有能力来让他好。
He believed that God has the power to heal him.
要做一个比较啊，有时候我们这些敬畏神的人啊，我们有时候信心还倒不如这个邪恶的人。
And by comparison, sometimes in our lives, our faith may not even be as good as this evil king at this moment.
好，我们在请求说为我祷告啊，似乎没有他们这么的啊来的这么的敏感，这么的积极。
And we don't have the sense of urgency in our prayers when we ask others to pray for us.
那神对他所差遣出去的人，神也一定会带领他们的脚步。
So the people God sent out, He will guide their footsteps.
啊，一个为神来工作的人，神会带领他的脚步。
And the people who work for God, God will guide them.
啊，请看《创世纪》二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章十二节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 12. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕的仆人他就向神祷告，求神能够带领他所要做的事情。
And here the old servant asked, pray to God to ask success.
人在做事情的过程里头常常很需要好的机会。
And no matter what we do, we need good opportunity and chance.
那这个做神的工作啊，我们要有这样的自信，那个好的机会是神赐给我们的。
And as holy workers of God, we must have this faith that God will provide good opportunities.
那个好的机会也来显明神亲自的带领。
And the good opportunities can glorify God to show that He's personally guiding us.
再请看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27. Verse 27. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth towards my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren.
这个仆人他真的很明显的体验到神亲自对他的工作的带领。
And this servant personally felt the guidance of God.
这是神在差派人做事情共同有的一个现象。
And this is a common experience that the holy workers can experience.
我们知道耶拿书里头的耶拿，他在第二章他被吞进这个鱼的肚子里头。
We know that in the book of Jonah that he was swallowed by a whale.
在那个极其这个困苦的极其难这个痛苦的当中，他呼求神。
In his excruciating pain, he asked, he prayed to God.
也就非常奇妙、很神奇的，神来帮助他，保守他的生命。
And miraculously, God preserved his life.
而且帮助他平安无事的，他出了这个鱼的这个肚子。
And God helped him and guided him out of the stomach of the fish.
再来第三个共同点就是，所被托付的工作，他一定会完成。
And the last common theme was that the task will be accomplished.
因为神所要成就的事情，不受任何的人事物来阻挡。
Because whatever God wants to accomplish, no one can do anything against it.
神对亚伯拉罕说，从撒来生的才要称为你的儿子。
Just like what God told Abraham that only the son coming from Sarai will be your descendant.
当神在对亚伯拉罕说，明年这个时候你要从这个撒拉来得到一个儿子。
And when God told Abraham that next year this time you will bear a son from Sarah.
这个撒拉听到之后呢，他是不能够相信，他在偷笑。
And Sarah laughed in secret because she could not believe it.
神对亚伯拉罕跟撒拉说，在我难道有岂有难成的事吗？
And God told Abraham and Sarah, is there anything I cannot do?
我们请看耶拿书第三章。
And let us also turn to Book of Jonah chapter 3.
耶拿书第三章第三节。
Book of Jonah chapter 3, verse 3.
第三章第三节。
Oh, Book of Jonah chapter 3, verse 3. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. Verse 4. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
这里说尼尼微城很大，是需要三天的路程。
And here it described the city of Nineveh as being a huge city. It takes 3 days to walk.
那这个耶拿他本来是逃避做这件事情，传警告这件事情。
At first, Jonah was unwilling to do this task.
但是没办法，神还是叫他你要去。
But since it was God's will, he had to go anyways.
所以他只好起来。再一次的就往尼尼微城去。
So eventually he got up and went to the city of Nineveh.
所以我们可以想象他可能不是很甘心乐意的。
So he may not be 100% willing to do this task.
所以应该去传警告三天，但是圣经说他只走了一天。
And supposedly he is to walk for 3 days, but in the Bible,It records that he only walked for 1 day. That means he only preached the. So yeah, he only did it the part
one day.
Yeah, he did only did it for 1 day.
所以或许他并不是很努力的来做这件事情。
So he did not give 100% in his work.
路程他也只走了三分之一。
And he only walked 1/3 of the way.
第五节。
Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God.Proclaim a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them.
第六节
Verse 6. Then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth and ashes.
但是那个工作也不是只完成了三分之一。
But the task was not done only a third.
这里说整个城的人他们都悔改
，But the whole city repented.
从大这个重要的人物到很卑微的人物
，From the greatest to the least.
包括那个坐在最高位置的国王
，Including the king who was sitting on the throne.
所以神所要成就的事情，他一定会完成。
So when God wants to accomplish something, He will accomplish it.
再请看创世纪二十四章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 24.
那亚伯拉罕这个仆人呢，他是很乐意的、很努力的来做他被交代的事情。
By contrast, Abraham's servant was really willing, and he gave his 100%.
所以他所要做的事情，那更不用讲，一定是那个。完成，而且做得很好。
And of course, that's why the task was done beautifully.
创世纪二十四章五十节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 50. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good."
第五十一节。
Verse 51.Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken.
真的照他主人亚伯拉罕的心愿，这个找到了一位合适的媳妇。
So according to Abraham's desire, that he was able to find a suitable daughter-in-law Yeah, he was able to find a suitable wife for his son.
百分之百的照亚伯拉罕所要求的。
And the servant did everything that Abraham asked him to do.
那列王记上十三章的那个神人，他当然也完成了神要他做的事情。
Of course, from the man of God from First King also accomplished what he did.
但是我们来看这三个人本身是成功还是失败。
But let us look at the personal success of these three holy workers.
他们的工作都完成了。
They all accomplished their task.
但是从灵性信仰的层面来看，工作完成并不等于这三个人他们也都是信仰成功的人。
But just because they finish the task doesn't mean that they're complete in faith.
那而且是在他们完成工作之后来显示出来他们是成功还是失败。
And only after they finish the task, they reveal themselves as success or failure.
那我们来看看那为什么工作完成了但是在信仰上却不能够算是成功。
And let us find out the reason why, even though they finish their task, they still cannot be accomplished in faith.
请看列王记上十三章。
So let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13.
列王记上十三章第九节。
First Kings chapter 13, verse 9. Verse 9. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came.
第十节。
Verse 10. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel.
这个神给这个神人有这样的一个指示。
God instructed this holy worker with these instructions in verse 9.
你去那边去伯特，你去伯特利，就是去传警告。
You go to Bethel to preach warning.
那你不要在那里吃饭喝水。
So you should not dwell there and eat and drink.
那你不要从同样的路回家。
You shall not come back the same way.
所以这个也是很清楚的指示。
This was also direct instruction from God.
所以在这里，这个神人呢，他又重复的自己再重新再讲一次。
But he repeated the matter to other people.
他一开始的时候，他也真的是照着这样来做。
And in the beginning, he followed God's instruction to him.
我们再看到十九节。
Let's look at verse 19. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water.
23节.
Verse 23. So it was, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled a donkey for him.
24节.
The prophet whom he brought back. Verse 24. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his corpse was thrown into the road, on the road, and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse.
这个神人他完成了神要他做的事情。
So this man of God accomplished the task that the Lord has given him.
就工作本身他是完成了成功了。
So the task was accomplished perfectly.
但他对他个人来讲呢
？But what does it mean to him personally?
他并没有回到他的家。
He was not able to return to his own home.
他在半路上他被狮子所咬死。
He was killed by a lion. Before he could get home.
23, 这个19节告诉我们说他在这个伯特利的地方在那边吃饭喝水。
So from verse 19, we knew that he ate and drank in the land of Bethel.
他没有遵守神给他那个清楚的命令。
He did not follow the instruction coming directly from God.
那他为什么会违背了神给他的吩咐呢？
How could he dismiss the command from God?
神要他向国王传警告。
So at first, the Lord wanted him to preach the warning to the king.
但是神并没有叫他说，另外底下的这件事情呢，你也需要讲出来。
And God never told him to speak the matter out loud. The latter part of the instruction.
我们请看十三章第七节。
So let's look at verse 7. Chapter 13, verse 7. Then the king said to the man of God, Come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward.
第八节。
And verse 8. But the man of God said to the king, If you were to give me half of your house, I will not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place.
因为这个神人他替国王向神来祈求。
So because this man of God prayed to God for this king.
结果这个王枯干的手又复原了。
So the king's withered hand was healed.
所以国王也知道这个真的是神所差派的。
So the king knew that this person came from God.
哦，所以他就邀请这个神人说，啊，这个来吃饭啊，来，而且要赏赐他。
So he invited this man of God to his house and reward him.
哦，那接下来这个神人就把神对他的这个要求啊，对他所说的事情就讲出来。
And this man of God revealed God's requirement of him.
那其实底下这些事情他其实可以不用讲。
But all these words are unnecessary.
那他也应该不要讲出来。
And it's best that he kept some secret for himself.
结果他一讲出来有好多的人都知道了。
When he spoke it out loud, many knew.
所以才会有另外的年纪比较大的那个先知啊，来试探这一件事情。
So that's why an older prophet, get into this matter as well.
我们再看十三节。
Look at verse 13. Verse 13. Then he said to his sons, "Saddle the donkey, and for me." So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it.
十四节。
Verse 14. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to him, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" And he said, "I am."
这个本来这个神人啊，他已经走在回家的路上。
So the man of God was returning home.
但是在半路上呢，这里说他坐在橡树底下。
But from the Bible, we can see that at the time he was sitting under an oak.
工作已经完成了。
The task was already done.
那他在回家的路半路上，他坐在橡树底下。
So on the way home, he decided to take a break and sit under the oak.
那这个一个空间，让我们来思想一下，他为什么要坐在橡树底下
？And why did he decide to sit under the oak?
如果他没有坐在橡树底下
，If he didn't sit under the oak.
如果他是赶紧的回家去
，If he decided to just go home，
这个底下的事情应该不会发生。
The things that follow may not happen。
他应该不会被狮子咬死。
And he may save his own life from the lion。
但是在工作完成了，他却成为一个那个失败的人。
And after the task was done, he was actually considered unsuccessful himself.
我们再请看耶拿书第三章。
Let's look at Book of Jonah, chapter 3.
耶拿书第三章第十节。
Book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God relented from disaster that he has said he will bring upon them, and he did not do it.
为什么神要耶拿去向尼尼微城传警告？
Why did God want Jonah to preach the warning to Nineveh?
既然已经是罪恶很重大，为什么不马上就毁灭？
Since they already did so much evil, why doesn't God just destroy them?
神是公义的，但是公义里头有怜悯。
Even though God was a righteous God, but there is mercy found within this righteousness.
以西结书讲到说，神并不是厌恶恶人的死。
And in the prophet Ezekiel, you can see that God does not rejoice in the downfall of the evil people.
神那个很大的爱，他更是希望罪人能够悔改。
Because of God's great love, He wants the sinners to repent.
所以神要耶拿去传警告。
So that's why God wants Jonah to preach the warning.
所以神再给尼尼微城有40天的时间。
So God gave the city of Nineveh 40 days.
请看耶拿书四章第一节。
Let's turn to Book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly that he became angry.
第三节。
Verse 3. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me.For it is better for me to die than live.
第四节。
Verse 4. Then the Lord said, Is it right for you to be angry?
第八节。
Verse 8. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vapman, east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head, so that he grew faint, that he wished death for himself, and said, "It is better for me to die than live."
第九节.
Verse 9. Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about a plant?" About a plant. And he said, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death."
神连续两次问耶拿说, 你这样子发怒合理吗?
So two times God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
耶拿已经完成了他的工作。
Jonah has already accomplished his task.
虽然他只走了一天的路程, 但是所有的尼尼微城的人, 他们都悔改了。
So even if Jonah only did one third of the work, but the whole city repented.
但是耶拿并没有因为所完成的事情, 来感谢神或觉得很欢喜。
But Jonah did not rejoice in God's doings.
他心中很 很不高兴。
He was actually angry in his heart.
他要看神到底如何来处置这个尼尼微城。
He wanted to see how God really, what God really do to the people of Nineveh.
他不能够相信神的爱是有那么的大。
He could not believe that God's love was so great.
我们更可以说，这耶拿他已经自己预先立下一个应该有的结果。
So Jonah already said, already had a preset concept in his mind.
应该这个尼尼微城的人应该受刑罚，甚至应该毁灭。
His conception was that the people of Nineveh should all die and the city should be destroyed.
但是谁晓得神竟然愿意原谅这些人？
But who knows why? How come God forgave these people?
所以很大的程度对耶拿个人来讲，他并不觉得他所做的事情是完成了，是成功了。
So to Jonah personally, he did not feel his task was accomplished.
工作完成了，但是他还是停留在自己所预设的那一个结果里头。
Even though the task was already accomplished, but he still could not get out his preset, the concept that he preset for himself.
一个服侍神的人。 他没有这个喜乐的心，这个人的本身就已经是失败。If
a worker of God does not have a joyful heart, then him or her is already failing.
这个耶拿所表现的，并不是说神啊，照你的旨意成全。And
what Jonah did not tell God, may everything be done according to your will.
耶拿所希望的是照我的意思来成全。What
Jonah wanted was, everything should go according to his will.
所以工作已经完成了，但是他却成为一个失败的人。So
that's why after the task is accomplished, he himself was not successful.
因为他的心态不对。Because
his mentality was wrong.
因为事情完成了之后，他的行为不对。And
his action was also wrong after the task was done.
请看创世纪24章。
But lastly, let's look at Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪24章54节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 54. And he said, and he and the men who were with him ate and drank, and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning, and he said, "Send me away to my master."
已经讲好了，这利百加将要成为以撒的妻子。So
it was already said that Rebecca will become the wife of Isaac.
这个是大家一定会守这样的一个约束。So
that's already the contract that Rebecca will marry Isaac.
那所以呢，这个仆人是。 完成了这件重要的工作。So
the old servant already, he could say that his mission was already accomplished.
所以他在利百加的家里呢，就只待了一个晚上。But
he only stayed one night in Rebecca's house.
隔天他就请求说，让我赶快回去。
The next morning, he requested to leave.
我们再看六十六节。
Verse 66. So same chapter, verse 66. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done.
他赶紧的回家向以撒来报告所做的事情。
So the servant rushed home and reported everything to the master.
将利百加交给以撒。
And he presented Rebecca in front of Isaac.
在利百加的家里，他是一位贵宾。
He was a guest of honor in Rebecca's house.
回到家里，他仍然是仆人。
When he returned to his master's house, he was only a servant.
一般来讲，宁可当贵宾，是不愿意当这个仆人的。
I think we all want to be the guest of honor instead of the servant.
那这个仆人呢，他宁可赶快回家，继续在仆人的那一个位置、那个岗位上。
However, this old servant was willing to rush home and go back to his position as the servant.
工作完成了，他自己本身也成为一个信仰成功的人。
So after his mission was accomplished, he himself became a successful person in faith.
所以工作完成了，常常对每一个人来讲，其实也是一个很重要的一个对个人的一个征战。
Even after the mission is accomplished, it may be a spiritual battle for the people who did it.
成功还是失败，常常就在事情完成之后。
So success or failure for the individuals, it usually happened after the task was done.
好，我们请最后看哥林多前书九章二十七节。
So lastly, let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7.
二十七节。
Oh, verse 27.2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
前书。
Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Oh, chapter 9, verse 27. Verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into submission, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
这个保罗最要紧的就是我是不是能够得救。
And...From this verse, the most important thing is, can he be saved himself?
那对我们来讲，应该这也是最重要的。
And to us, this should also be the most important thing.
我们能够得救吗？
Can we be saved ourselves?
那我们如何来评估自己？
And how can we judge ourselves?
我们常常会想到，我到底为主耶稣做了什么事？
And we may think, what have we done for God?
其实主耶稣所要完成的事，他一定会完成。
But remember, if God wants to accomplish something, it will be done.
其实很重要的是，我们到底是怎样的一个人。
What matters at the end is what kind of person we are.
尤其当我们完成了一些工作之后。
Especially after we accomplish some tasks.
我们的态度是怎样？我们的行为是怎样
？What is our attitude and our actions?
比如说以利亚。他在这个加密山上他求雨雨降下来。
For example, for Elijah, he prayed on Mount Carmel. The rain came down.
这个百姓大声呼喊的这个我们的我们祖宗所拜的神就是我们的神。
And the people all shouted that the God, our ancestor worship, is our God.
这以利亚要把百姓的心拉回来归向神。
And Elijah want to bring the hearts of the people back.
在那个百姓在那边呼喊的那个当中他完成了所要做的工作。
In the midst of the shouting, he was able to accomplish the task.
但是工作完成了，我们也看到以利亚的一段软弱失败的时刻。
But after the mission was accomplished, we can see for a short moment that his personal weakness was revealed.
所以对我们每一个个人来讲，事情完成了其实是一个更要去面对的的一个信仰上的一个征战。
So for every one of us, after the mission is accomplished, we should be ready for the spiritual battle ahead.
啊，愿主耶稣怜悯帮助我们。
And may God be merciful to us and help us.
啊，让我们总是被他所用来完成他要完成的事情。
And may we be always used by God to do His work.
啊，在事情完成之后，啊，我们仍然是一个成功的基督徒。
And after the task is finished, may we always remain a victorious Christian.
唱诗288首。
Let's all sing hymn 288 to conclude.
来做结束的祷告。
We will pray in one accord for conclusion.
求主耶稣继续帮助我们啊，让我们都能够很努力的来做教会里头各项的事工。
And may God always motivate us to do His holy work.
啊，我们也更求他怜悯我们，保守我们啊，让我们在完成工作之后啊，我们的啊，信仰仍然是被他所喜悦的，被他所肯定的。
And may He preserve us and keep us close, so our faith can be strong even after the work is done.
啊，因为更重要的目标啊，是我们每一个个人啊，要能够得救。
Because the more important goal is for every one of us to be saved.
好，我们现在一起祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.